Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Today we're visiting somewhere I never expected or imagined I would get to, and that is the Galapagos. We were in Ecuador, in a city called Guayaquil, and it turns out that this is one of the main places where people can fly to the Galapagos from. It's also a place where there are many travel agents who look after the boats and book people on trips to the Galapagos. We were staying in a hostel, and the lady who ran it suggested that we walk around, look at pictures of the boats, and then decide which one seemed the best for us. Her even better advice was then not to book through a travel agent, but to look the boat owners up and phone them directly. I managed to get us a flight so that the very next day we would be flying to the Galapagos. We were to spend 8 days on board a very small boat that only took 16 passengers and the crew. We were split into two groups, each with our own guide, who would give us daily lectures on the bird life, the plants, the sea life, and everything else around the Galapagos, including the history of it. The Galapagos, in just one word, is incredible. As we were on a liveaboard, we could travel around to all the different islands, and we would get on shore via inflatable boats, which you might call zodiacs, but in the Galapagos they were called pangos. When we were walking along beaches, we often had to be careful because we had to avoid turtle breeding grounds. Some of the birds we saw were called blue-footed and red-footed boobies. They were the most hilarious birds. They actually had feet, bright blue or bright red, and came crashing down into the water to swim or to fish. Quite a sight. At times we were walking on ancient lava flows that have formed these islands, which can be a bit challenging because some of the lava is still quite jagged and sharp. So without being able to see very much, I had to be really careful. Amazingly, I got to celebrate my birthday in the Galapagos, and on that day we went snorkeling. While we were out swimming, a turtle swam up right close in front of me, almost as if to say, hello and happy birthday. It was fantastic. It swam around for a little while, and then off it went again. We spent a lot of time walking past basking seals and sea lions, and on one of the islands climbed a giant pinnacle rock for the endless views. At times we were walking among birds who were nesting on the ground, because as there are no predators in the Galapagos, they have nothing to fear, so there's no need to build their nests high up in trees or on walls, but rather just anywhere that they find a space on the ground. On another island, we met the giant Galapagos tortoises. They are huge, and some of them live to over 100 years old. We got to meet the oldest and probably the wisest of all tortoises, and although he kept his wisdom to himself, I did get to spend some time with him. Sadly, he has since passed away. Also on this island, we were walking amongst frigate birds who would inflate their giant red pouches and spread their wings as wide as they could to try and cool down in the heat of the day. Quite a sight. The most hilarious thing that we saw were the iguanas. They would come out of the water and clamber over each other to find a space to bask in the sun. And to get rid of the salt, they would spurt this water out of their nose. And you just hear the sound all the time as they were climbing and clambering over each other. It was quite something to see. My vision at this point was down to the tiniest bit of central vision and a little bit of peripheral vision. So I obviously couldn't see everything, but our companions on the boat were just wonderful. There were times we would stand while one of them tried patiently to point something out to me. There was one occasion where we were standing in front of a tree with the most beautiful orange bird in it. Of course, I couldn't find it, so one of my fellow travelers spent 10 minutes taking me from leaf to leaf to leaf, so that eventually I got to the point where I actually saw the bird. What a treat. Galapagos was one of the most incredible experiences ever. So no matter what your vision is, I highly recommend it. Having to say goodbye to the animals and the sea life who had so welcomed us into their world was quite sad and somewhere I'd love to return one day if I ever get the opportunity. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.